Well, it took 20 years, but the time has come. By May 7th, you won't be able to fly in the U.S. if your driver's license doesn't contain a real ID. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. In 2005, the federal government wanted state driver's licenses and ID cards to be standardized, a consequence of 9/11 4 years earlier. After numerous postponements, a firm date for real IDs is set, May 7th, or don't count on boarding a commercial flight. Well, sort of. A passport works, and as of this month, only about half of Americans have driver's licenses that comply with real ID requirements. And I've read at least one news story suggesting the TSA might let folks slide for a while. But I wouldn't count on it. All driver's licenses now have that star. And if yours doesn't, I'd suggest you apply now for a new license in your state, even if your license isn't due to expire soon. You'll find lots more travel information by visiting our radio show website, rmworldtravel.com.